Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This show is brought to you by Sledge & Company Financial, LLC. I'm Taylor Sledge, founder and CEO. At Sledge & Company, we help businesses and families do better with their money. Check us out on the web at sledgecompany.com. That's sledgecompany.com.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Good morning.
I didn't put
fun with cords.
Fun with cords.
I'm telling you, we should have, I mean, Tesla should have won out over Edison. I'm a Tesla fan. I could live without cords. I don't know about you, buddy.
Yeah, a cord, I mean, I always shorten this cord and put it, stick it where it gets stuck underwear so it won't. But I didn't do that today, and I got kind of tangled up in it. So I'm okay now. I didn't choke at all. Good morning, Handyman Show, Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be happy to take your call anytime at 888-808-8637. That's our Super Talk call-in line. And the first segment, of course, is going to be an open forum. We'd love to take your calls and have your questions, and we'll try and answer them best we can. And good news is there's a lot of people out there probably dealt with the same situation and can answer that question. Also, text line wide open. Text us anytime, 601-879-4395. We want to hear from you, find out what's going on in your life. Otherwise, we're going to do some handyman stuff. Guest today at 10:30, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care is going to be our guest by phone, and we're going to talk to him about it. And then I was looking at the screen outside watching the Garden Mama show before my time, and I saw a crawl at the bottom showing that this month is actually Alzheimer's and Brain Injury Awareness Month, which really works out quite well because next week I'm going to have Catherine Bishop on, and she's the executive director of the Mississippi Brain Association, and we're going to talk about well, they have a fun run, a run and splash, and it doesn't matter what you do, run, roll, walk, stroller, anything at all. It's just 5K. It's at Old Trace Park. But she'll be with us, Catherine Bishop, next week, and we're going to talk more about brain injuries, and we're going to talk also about Alzheimer's disease and a lot of different things that should be coming up here in the next week for sure, and that will be a lot of fun. We'll get a lot accomplished during that program. But we're going to talk about some handyman stuff here for a while, and then we're going to yak with John and see what's going on in his life, and we've got a lot of things to talk about today. So, all right. Well, we haven't said hi to Lynch yet. How are you doing today?
Hola, amigo.
Michael. Oh, no.
You doing okay today, man?
Where have you been?
Well, just been all over. I was thinking potentially going by a Mexican restaurant this afternoon or evening and watching the Arkansas-LSU game.
Yeah.
That'd be a good little spot. You know,
yeah.
Outside. The weather's been behaving.
Yeah,
it's not too hot, and it hasn't got too much rain. And it
got enough rain so that there's not enough, you can't mow.
Yeah, you can't mow, and that's good for a weekend if you don't want to mow.
Well, yeah. my yard needs me out there for sure.
I saw a couple of landscaping crews this morning when I left. It was a little later than I normally get to leave, so the sun's up, and the guys that are like, man, there's some baseball coming on today. I better go hit these businesses that I have to mow.
Yeah.
And they probably got there about 6 a.m. and went, it's a little wet. So they went home and got the push mowers.
Yeah.
And you can make a big difference for one of those little lightweight push mowers whenever you normally are running the zero turns in this wet. But it looked good. It was actually, a couple of those I saw did a really good job with extremely wet conditions with one of those really lightweight little push mowers.
That's a big job.
It is. No, he push mowed. There was two of them. I mean, it was like an acre. I'm like, God, this guy's been busy.
Yeah, big
but
job.
You could tell he had to go home and get that.
Because, yeah, well, that's why I mow my lawn. You know, lawn with a push mower, and it works pretty well. It keeps me exercised.
Yeah, I use a little push mower. I don't have too much to worry about, though. Yeah, a little patio home size lights, there's nothing to it.
Well, actually,
I could go out there with some Fiskars and use the scissors on it.
I have a pretty good sized lot, and it's just. It takes me quite a while to mow the whole thing. Matter of fact, I do it in a portion of days. I do one day, I do one half, and the other day, I do the other half.
You break it up.
Yeah, I got to. I got to, but at any rate. All right, hey, let's talk a little bit about washers. What? No, not washers and dryers, but just washers, lock washers and specialty washers. And washers to prevent nuts and bolts from backing out. There are so many type of washers available. First off, they come in many different type of material. You can get brass washers. You can get fiberglass washers. You can get stainless steel washers. You can get metal washers that have been galvanized. So there's all sorts of zinc washers. There's all types of washers available. But mostly the split washer, which is a split washer, is called a locking washer, and it is used mostly for tightening up a nut, and the nut is not going to back out by using it. Sometimes you'll find a star washer, which is also a lock type washer. It has stars towards the center of the bolt, and it actually locks the bolt in place. So that works pretty well. And the other type of washers, like, you talk about nylon washers. Yeah, they're fine. They probably have a use in plumbing fixtures and whatnot. But pretty much for outside every door use, I don't think a nylon or a plastic washer is really going to do the trick. Now, there is also a product called Loctite, which you can actually take a bolt and you just actually coat the end of the bolt with this Loctite material that is kind of like, it's not liquidy drippy, but it's liquid, and it kind of goes around the whole bolt, and as the bolt goes in and you set it, it actually dries and hardens and freezes the bolt in place. It locks the bolt in place. So Loctite works very well, and it's available in many different strengths even. You can get it in anywhere from Loctite makes a universal everyday type Loctite, which works pretty well, and will work on wood as well, too, when you're putting, locks, or the bolts inside of wood. But going from there, you can step up to where JB Weld has Loctite. When you put that stuff on, I ain't coming off. That's all I can say about JB Weld. It's incredible stuff, but it's used mostly for automobile and industrial type work, and it works on pretty well. It works on pretty well, but Loctite works pretty well too. I have some stools at my house that keep coming loose, and I've tried everything. Now I'm about to try some Loctite, and I'm going to get those things tight, and they're going to stay tight. And I'm not going to worry about them anymore. So that works, and it does work. It works very well. All right. Well, we've got a lot going on. Anybody that needs door stops or is going to do any kind of work, you can get this kind of, you can get door stops all over the place, by the way. You can buy, there's so many types of door stops out there. A matter of fact, we have, I think, three or four in here in the studios. We have the actual slider type that fits under the door, brown rubber stoppers. And then we have wall mounts, which have actually rubber cushions on them, so when the door knob slams against the wall, it hits that rubber cushion and won't damage the wall. And there's also an artistic type of doorstop, which is a round brass figure with a surround of softer material on it that absorbs the closing of the door, and it mounts on the floor. And of course, there's a spring mount type, and also the steel type, and the hinge type. There's so many type doorstops that for you not to have one on your door is not the right thing. You could be damaging your wallboard very, very easily, or if you haven't yet, you probably will. But you can buy the spring-type doorstops in any color, and they're very inexpensive. And put them on your doors where you have doors opening all the time that may be actually damaging your wallboard. Well, put a doorstop down there and fix your wallboard. The good news about fixing a wallboard that has damage from a knob, a doorknob, is that most times it can be fixed with a patch. They make sheetrock patches that will actually, what you do is just smooth out the area that's got a little divot in or a little hole in the wallboard as best you can. Just smooth it out as best you can, and then you patch this patch right over it, and then a little bit of sheetrock compound just to hide the edges of the patch and to go over the patch, and it works. I mean, it works very, very, very well, and it makes the door patch look great. And then if you have a doorstop down there, it's not going to happen again. Yes, and that's something that you need to take care of. Doorstops work very, very well. And they, of course, the hinge pin type is adjustable so that you can adjust the door to any opening or closing that you'd like. So they work pretty well, and it's something I think that you should be aware of. Hey, let me tell you about Atlas Foundation Repair. Atlas Foundation Repair. Tony Arpino, he is Atlas Foundation Repair. And they know about the soils in Mississippi. They know about foundations in Mississippi. And they work on slab foundations. Just do it so well with very little equipment and very little aggravation to the customer. And good work included. And service is the name of their game. That's what they do so well. Their number is 800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. You call Tony, tell him you need your foundation looked at, or send him pictures on the text line or his text line, and he can look at the pictures, or he'll come to your place of house and or business and look at the situation. But give him a call, Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Yeah, Tony Arpino, going to be here. He'd do a good job. He's with us from time to time. We have him on the air from time to time, and it's fun to have him. Well, I want to take a minute. What do I have? We have a few minutes left. Yeah, we can. Let's talk a little bit about David's running. My crazy son's running. I want to talk about it a little bit. He did a podcast, which I encourage a lot of people to listen to. I mean, I don't push podcasts a lot, but this one, I think I listened to it, and it's good. It's called Endurance State of Mind. It would be episode 11, and Endurance State of Mind is by Anthony Harrington, and they do an interview with David, and I'm telling you, it is really good. It talks about him doing his 100-mile race and his 50-mile race, and of course, he'll be involved with Dash and Splash, which will be coming up in 2 weeks at Old Trace Reservoir. He runs that just really because of me, because I've had brain injury before, and he wants to support that effort. So my whole family is going to be a part of that, all of them, even little Mia, who's probably, what, I think she's 3 months old now. She'll be in a stroller, just her mama loves to jog and push her around, and she'll be there too. So, and I've never seen a little baby smile as much as that little child does. It's like unbelievable, unreal. But, yeah, that's coming up shortly. But his running is amazing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk to the sports guys here at Super Talk, and he could really be a part. He's very, very, very knowledgeable about running, and he has been through the mill. Let's just say he's lived more life in his 35 years than most of us have, because he's been down at the very bottom, believe me. And he's come to now he's at the very top, or he's headed towards the top if he's not there yet. But he'll get there for sure. But look forward to him coming on board, and always do. Always will have him on board. All right, that'd be worth listening to. Remember, Endurance State of Mind. Check it out. You'll be happy you did. Episode 11. And his yak is really worth listening to. All right. Anytime you're building a shed or a garage or a shop or any outlying building, you should always use a vapor barrier under it so that moisture doesn't come up inside and create problems, which it definitely will. Moisture has a way of just wanting to seep in anywhere it can get. So anytime you're building a shed or a storage or a she shed or maybe a flower working area or a greenhouse area, this all should be lined with a vapor barrier to prevent moisture from coming up from the ground and actually destroying your structure, which moisture left long enough on wood can create problems. In other words, it invites insects because all of a sudden everything's a little nice, more fun to eat. It's kind of like putting gravy on your steak or on your hamburger. You want some, man? Give me more. But yeah, that's definitely going to happen. So anytime you're building a shed or a garage or shop or anything, use a vapor barrier. And what is a good vapor barrier for under that? Well, what they used in residential construction used to be a 6 mil poly, and pretty much that's what they use still when they're building a slab foundation and it's going to be all covered with a vapor barrier and the sheetrock, and the concrete poured on top of it. And generally what they use is a 6 mil polyethylene. And that's basically what you could use for underneath your storage room and your shed. And it can be bought in all sorts of roll sizes. You can buy 6 mil poly and small rolls or big rolls. It'd kind of be up to you. But that's important to do, and it's to keep that moisture out of your shed. And then also you should have some kind of ventilation to go through there to make sure it breathes somehow. Maybe the roof needs a vent, maybe a roof vent. You don't really need to go full tilt and do the whole thing that you would do like for residential living, but you need to have airflow through there. Just a roof vent would do the trick. So that's something to think about at any rate. In order to build yourself a storage room or a shed and make it last, yeah, you want to do that for sure. All right. You're welcome to text us anytime, 601-879-4395. Want to hear from you, see what's going on in your life, and talk to you about that. And you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And we'll tell you a little more about Build Mississippi after a while. But coming up next, we've got John Merrill was going to be with us by phone. And we're going to talk about Amada Senior Care and what they're all about. So don't you go away. Rock and Roll Handyman Show on Super Talk.
Hey, Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
The doctor's office that
Give you anything we need. Hey, good morning, Handyman Show, Rock and Roll Handyman Show, right here with John Merrill's on the phone with us with Amada Senior Care. Good morning, John.
Good morning, buddy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We just broke up a little bit. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we can get a good signal. We'll see what happens. Are you still there? Are you going okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Doing fine.
We can hear you now.
Staying busy.
All right, good. Tell us a little bit about Amada. What is it your service is all about?
Amada Senior Care, we're a home care agency, which means we help families stay in their home or stay independent by providing caregivers. And we cover the whole state of Mississippi. I guess for the most part, it's central Mississippi all the way to the coast.
Yeah.
So it's a good portion of the state. And we specialize in helping families that have long-term care insurance and help them go through that process. We don't sell it. I just help them navigate how to claim and when to file a claim.
Yeah.
And we also service our veterans down the coast. So I'm excited that we've been doing that for about 6 months. And congratulate the Army, 250 years. I'm proud to say my dad was not a brother and my son. So it's always been a part of our family.
Yeah,
so,
great.
But Amada, we do caregivers in people's homes.
Yeah, that's such an important service that so few people that I know take advantage of a service like that. And it's not like you can pick up the phone and go to any service because you may end up getting some contract employee coming to your house to take care of business. And that's really not the way you want to go. The best thing to do is to have somebody like Amada that has the employees work for them, and they carry the responsibility of their employee going into your house, not you. And that's important.
That's correct.
That's so important.
And it's so important for people to understand that when you know some of the online will just send somebody to your door. Knock on the door, and here I am. We don't do that. We vet our caregivers, and we introduce them. We try to make great matches with families, and I'm happy to say we've had several in the past 2 or 3 weeks that just fantastic matches, great caregivers, and everybody's excited about having them come back to their home, and that's what we want. We want them to look forward to the caregiver. We want the caregiver to look forward to going to be with the family. So that's the exciting part of our job, and I think it's real important for families to understand. It's more than just going on the internet or going by word of mouth and hiring somebody yourself. If you want to do that, some families are capable of doing it, but just understand we're here to protect you, and we take the responsibility of that employee responsibility and make sure that the employees are taken care of if they're sick.
Yeah.
If they have life events, we can cover them. We have other employees that would cover for them. I think families understand that's what you get, what you pay for, and certainly I know everybody's on budgets, and that's part of it, but
we talk
about it up front. It's a good financial decision and a good, you know, fiduciary responsibility.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
We help families all the time just try to navigate that and try to make the best decisions for their family.
Well, in the same subject, I have a friend, an elderly friend, who is very, very hard-headed and has an awful lot of pride and is not in good health and has a little trouble getting around. Matter of fact, he can barely walk, but he's too proud to sit in a wheelchair, which and his daughter is trying to take care of him so he can live in his house alone, but it's getting to the point where him living by himself alone is close to dangerous. And she doesn't know where to turn or what to do or how to handle the situation. And we both agree a wheelchair would be a helpful thing, but we also, she and I both agree that he really needs to be in a care facility.
Well, and that's a good decision. I can help families talk through it, look at the situation and discuss options. You know, there's home health that can come out and provide physical therapy. It may make him safer. You know, getting around. At least they can identify different things that might help him stay safe in his home. Or, like you said, look at facilities. And, you know, one of the things I've learned over the years is you don't want to wait too long. If it's inevitable, you want to make sure that if you need to go to one of our great facilities, they need to do it now while they can still get out of transfer is the word.
Yeah.
Transfer means getting in and out of a chair or bed. Yeah. And a lot of the facilities, if they're assisted living, they're limited how many people in the facility that can't transfer. So that offers you fewer options if you were decided too late. I mean, you can't transfer. You would have to go to a skilled nursing facility,
yeah.
Which may be, it may indicate that may be the right decision. But families just need to know that talking to me, I'll kind of work through your situation and just discuss different options.
She should have your number then so that she can call your office and talk
sure.
to people about that. And
yeah,
because she needs direction. And I'm certainly not the person to give her that direction because I know, compared to your knowledge in this area, I know very little. But you're just so full of knowledge.
Because I make the point, I'm learning every day, and it does change every day. But
sure, but you've been around
it. Welcome to call me. Please call my main number, 601-864-3752. And on the Gulf Coast, it's 228-6448. And we'll take your name, number, and I'll call you back at your convention. We'll discuss it over a few in person, so I can kind of assess the home life and look for things that I might be able to help. You know, discuss different options for the safety of your home. But certainly, if you have a long term care insurance policy, I'd love to go over that with you, and we can do that anytime, even if you don't think you need good time to understand.
At
least have that in your portfolio. Know that's one of the things you have to benefit you down the road.
And the more you understand it, the better off you are when the time comes to use it. Because it's very hard. It's very difficult to understand.
Yes.
It really is.
And that's why I'm here. I love helping families. And, you know, I have agents that call me and let me work with their clients because I understand from the provider point of view.
Right.
How to make the policy work. And we have our systems are set up so when we do go on and using the long-term care, it's all automated. We have all the documentation that you'll need to present it to the insurance to get reimbursed. And it's really a pretty sophisticated system. I'm very proud of it. I think Amada has really studied it for years and years and years, and we try to make sure that families don't have to worry about that part of it because if you're doing it manually, that's the way to do it. That's too much time.
Yeah, and then you understand what's going on. Well, getting back to what I was talking about with her calling you, she's not alone. She's probably not the only person out there that is facing this kind of situation where they really don't know where to turn with a senior that may want to live alone or may be a couple or may be their parents. But whoever that is and they need help and they don't know how to turn or what to do next, they need to call Amada. They just really do because John would help so very much in pointing you in the right direction, whatever that may be in your particular case, because every case, I'm sure, is different.
Yes, that is correct. And I'd love to hear, you know, what's going on with the family and the health issues. And again, if I can, we set up a time I come by the house and all the setup that you have, that's always important.
Yeah.
Because I've, for years, things that other family members may not recognize at your point and different suggestions. And a lot of families, when they have these policies, they don't realize there's home improvement money in some of the policies. I saw one the other day, it was $4,000 or $5,000.
Wow.
And we're like, wow, you can put grab bars, you can make your shower safer.
You
have a lot of options when you have those kinds of things. So
you can
only recognize that's on their part of their benefit.
With that kind of money, you can come close to making universal construction out of a regular house, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it needs to be done.
The first time that I recognized that with a family, she had already done or was in the process doing the remodeling, and I told her, I said, you know you have money in your policy that will pay for that. She looked at me like I was crazy. And we ended up getting her policy was like $7,000, and she was just thrilled.
Wow.
She was my best friend after that.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Those policies will do a lot more than what people realize. And in order to realize what they will do, they need to have some knowledge of what they will do. And that's where you come in, and that's where your expertise is so valuable to these people, to so many people that are on the fence and really don't know which way to turn and what to do. And maybe they're seniors themselves, or maybe they're just kids of seniors. Who knows? But a modest senior care really does make a difference, and would make a difference in a lot of people's lives. Their lives, the quality of the quality of your life goes way up when they have proper care.
Yes.
And that's
what our goal is. We want to have you stay in your home as long as it's safe and it makes sense, and great caregivers help us do that. Yeah. And we're recruiting great caregivers right now. We'd love to talk to you. If you're a caregiver, a retired nurse, come back and have fun with us, because my caregivers love it.
Yeah.
We put them in situations where it's safe, it's nice, wonderful homes or facilities that are really nice, and you become family. That's what I love.
It's, you know, we're always
looking at caregivers.
I'm always talking about Build Mississippi and the job situation and trying to get people involved in industry and construction and whatnot. But you offer such great opportunity for any nurse that may be retired or looking for a position out of nursing into this kind of situation that you're doing. And it's just wide open spaces.
Right. And then CNAs that have worked so hard in these homes or facilities, and, you know, they're caring for 20 people overnight,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah.
You know, they don't get to get that one-on-one care. They just, over the years, and when I look, the one complaint they had,
John, you're breaking up pretty good now.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah, you're breaking up pretty good now.
Sir?
I can hear about every other word at this point in time. So let's give out those numbers one more time, and I'm going to have to, because of the breakup.
Okay, 601-864-3752. And on the coast, it's 228-216-2448.
All right.
Amada Senior Care.
Amada Senior Care. Give John a call, and you'll be so happy you did. And if it's, don't be afraid and say, you know, I want to call somebody and get involved in something I don't need to be involved with. Well, you may end up just getting some good advice. Give him a call, you know, but he may end up coming to your home and talking to you and your parents about a situation. Amada Senior Care. They really can help you so very much. John, thank you very much for the time you spent with us.
Thank you, buddy.
And appreciate you very much.
And thanks to all of our armed services, and especially the Army today.
Yeah, really. That's true. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Y'all take care.
All right. John Merrill. Amada Senior Care. Great people. They really are. They really do a good job. I had some of the texts that have come in after up here, and somehow I didn't see them. Let's see.
Yeah, you were asking for texts, and they were throwing texts at you.
I had my computer set wrong. I wasn't looking at any of them. Let's see. When the closet that my house is brand new, and the heat pump unit makes it so cold that the AC comes on and adequately cools the entire house. But if you open the closet door, it's probably 10 degrees colder in there.
Well, at least your clothes are going to feel good when you put them on. Nice and cool in the middle of the summer. I got to admit,
I really doubt there's a register in the closet. There could be an air conditioning or a heating register in the closet, but that's pretty rare. Most people in this kind of weather have to leave a closet door open so that the air can get in there and cool it a little enough to keep the moisture down. But I'm perplexed to wondering why it's cooler in your closet. I don't understand that at all. It does not make any sense to me. So, his last question is that wrong? I said, I'm going to go, I think so. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Take a short break, and we're at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back. Don't you go away.
Nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, where the news comes first.
With live updates from Super Talk Mississippi News and Fox News every hour.
Available on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Can you believe this guy?
Who is this guy?
It's Gerard Gibbert, weekdays 10 till 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
I like this guy.
Also on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Welcome back to the Handyman Show, Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Build Mississippi Studios and a great organization, Build Mississippi. Talk about them a little bit. They just care so much about the workforce in Mississippi and trying to prepare the people of Mississippi for the onslaught of necessary labor that's going to be needed in the state and is needed now in the state to do all sorts of construction and renovations and remodeling and commercial work and road work and just all kinds of actual labor. People need to learn a particular skill and they'll be trained so that they can get into this industry of rebuilding the state and making it everything that it should be. That's the best it can be. And how do you do that? You call the place, you go to buildmississippi.com and check out what they offer as far as classes and as trade schools and colleges. And there's just so much information. So check them out and be sure you're happy with what you can find out. Build Mississippi, great, great organization. And we have them on from time to time. We'll talk about we'll talk to Brent about Build Mississippi after a period of time and get some information about what they're doing and what they're up to this time of year. All right. Now, let's go back to I got a little mildew around my ceiling AC vent. I'm told caulk around the boot to prevent that. Should I be concerned about my ducts as well? No, around the boot is going to solve the problem because that's where your moisture is getting seeping in. Your AC duct is connected to the boot the piping that comes brings the air to your home, and the boot actually seals it to that. And as long as the caulking around that boot is tight, then no air from the attic can get into that area and create that mildew. And on that same subject, I was going to bring up something about air conditioning and heating registers. A lot of older houses that have these registers get dirty and discolored, and they actually are a sore spot to look at. So many times, just two screws will take them down pretty easily, clean them really well, and then maybe spray paint them like mine. I took it down, I cleaned it, I spray painted it, and put it up. And it looks like brand spanking new because they make such great, great spray paint nowadays that you can spray them really easily and make them look really, really good, make them look like they belong up there. And it works so well. So, yeah, that's what I think would work for you. All right. What's Shirley in Collins was asking whether I put some sort of what it really calls roach proof is what it was called between the studs. Well, I didn't build the house that I live in. It was built by somebody who was in the lumber industry, and he knew lumber inside and out and built a very, very, very strong house. He did, in fact, use roach proof, which was popular at the time, around all of the shoes and plates and studs so that anywhere down below, before any roach could get in, they'd have to crawl over that roach proof. That helped so very much. Now, that's what I use. That's what he used was roach proof. Now, borate you can get at any co-op. Any co-op has borate in stock. And a man I know who was building his own house treated every – after the house was framed, he had made up a spray of borate and sprayed the entire structure with all of the borate because borate – is a fire-resistant product as well, and it made his house a little more fire-resistant and helped a great deal. So I think borate is a good thing, and yes, when you're building, I do believe it should be put at the bottom of right near your shoes and plates in the studs so that the roaches, when they crawl over it, they dry out, and unfortunately, no more roaches to deal with. No more roaches to deal with. All right, let's see. So maybe we took care of that. Okay. The last thing we're going to talk about was the popcorn spray. Somebody was talking about popcorn spray around their ceiling. They make spray in cans that actually sprays out a popcorn-type finish. So I recommend that you scrape that area down. You fix the hole if there's a damaged part of sheetrock with sheetrock tape and joint compound if necessary. And then actually what you do is after you smooth it out and get it right is you actually spray it with this popcorn spray, and it would actually put a popcorn ceiling back in place where it belongs. It works pretty well. And a lot of places that sell paint or any big box home center has a product like that in stock and can help you a great deal. And I just thank everybody for the text. Anybody who wants to text in, do so, 601-879-4395. And guess what? I'll be looking this time. Lance, I think Lance looked at me probably four times and pointed at the screen and said, get it, get it. And I didn't. I didn't. Oh, well, Lance, I just don't get it.
It happens. At least you're willing to admit it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's part of it. Tell it like it is. Oh, well, I do that, too. Oh, well. Yeah, we're having a big old tomorrow's Father's Day. So tomorrow a lot of people are celebrating Father's Day, and we'll do so. I'm going to have a big party tonight at my son's house.
You can break out the guitar tonight?
He's got a couple at his house, but we probably won't play him with all those people around because there'd be too much activity around, too many people to talk about.
You got a big party happening.
Well, what's happening is all the girl, all, David and his wife, she's pregnant, and we're going.
The crowd goes wild.
We're going, yay, you know, it's about time we had a boy. She's having a girl.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So our family is full of girls. David is the only exception.
He gets special treatment.
Well, I don't know about that. But he's created a special thing for himself as well. But we're getting together with all those girls, which I enjoy being with anyway. They're a lot of fun. So we'll have a big old Father's Day gathering tonight. And matter of fact, we're going to do a Mexican food feast.
Oh, cool.
So just, yeah. You were talking about going to Mexican restaurant.
I'm thinking about it. I hear the bells are calling.
Calling. Come on. Calling to Gluckstadt tonight. We're going to have a Mexican feast.
Gluckstadt. That sounds, yeah, it's German and Mexican. Yeah, Gluckstadt is a German word. And
yeah.
Gluckstadt.
Gluckstadt. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going to be. That's what we're going to have.
Gluckstadt's beautiful. I love Gluckstadt. It's grown so much. And, I mean, really come together in the last few years with the
municipal status. It's a little less expensive than a lot living around here.
Beautiful spot, too.
Hey, take a short break. Music segment coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi. National news coming your way. Fox 40. Fox National news coming your way. And local news coming your way as well. And then we'll be back in the music segment. Buddy Slork, the Handyman. Be back.
I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Supertalk Mississippi, the Supertalk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Grammy Museum Mississippi is thrilled to continue its big night with Women in the Round, Wednesday, July 2nd. Come and enjoy famous female singer-songwriters Pam Tillis, Ashley Cleveland, Karen Staley, and Trisha Walker. This group of talented artists is sponsored by South Group Insurance and Visit Mississippi. Funds raised will support the music education initiatives of Grammy Museum Mississippi. To purchase tickets for this event or to find out more about current exhibits, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
This is Home Answers.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. I'm going to get to the text real quick before we do a music segment. A gentleman asked about vinyl siding and how do you wash it and a formula for it. And my formula is very, very simple. So get ready to take some notes because here it comes. Garden sprayer. I use a gallon garden sprayer, or you can use a 2-gallon. It doesn't really matter what size your garden sprayer is. 80% of it is water. The rest is bleach and trisodium phosphate. And you'd put like in a gallon, you'd put a quart of bleach and a half a cup of TSP. No, I'm sorry. That's for 2 gallons. So for a half gallon, you cut that in half. You put like a half a quart of bleach, and you put a quarter of a cup of TSP. And that would be your vinyl siding spray that would get rid of all the mildew, not only the what's looking bad, but also the spores as well. All right, music segment. Well, this past week, Brian Wilson passed away. And, you know, because the Beach Boys have been a part of my entire life, I think it's just only right that I should really honor the fact that Brian Wilson has been a big part of my life the whole time. And he's been called the greatest songwriter ever. He's been called a genius. He has this mind that can hear things that we don't hear. And he has this mind that can put instruments together that have never been put together before, and yet they sound absolutely great. He thinks of music and thinks of sounds a whole lot different than anybody ever did. And I think he'll be remembered for years and years and years and years and years, even decades. People will remember who Brian Wilson was. And one of the songs that he wrote that some people say is the greatest song ever I've heard that said many times before, and it's a good song. It is a good song, and it's from Pet Sounds. It's called God Only Knows. Beach Boys.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, the life would still go on, believe me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Brian Wilson. I got to see him about, I guess it was 4 or 5 years ago, Theramaya Hall. And it was absolutely great. It was a Brian Wilson. And by that time, Al Jardine had joined his group and left the group called the Beach Boys, which was run by Mike Love at the time. They had separated because who knows why. But at any rate, Brian Wilson was absolutely fantastic. It was just a great, great show. And I'm sure anybody who went to that show agrees. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of major league players here. Eric Clapton and B.B. King. You talk about some people who've been around the bush and really know what's going on. They did an album. Their album is called Riding with a King. Tremendous, tremendous. Clapton is a guitarist from England, and B.B. King is a guitarist and vocalist from Belle Claire, Mississippi, and is a legend. But Clapton, when he was learning to play, learned to play from people like B.B. King and Muddy Waters and Buddy Guy, and he just learned so much old-timey blues, and a lot of it was Mississippi blues. So they put an album together, and their album is great, by the way. This is a song called Rock Me Baby. B.B. King and Eric Clapton, Rock Me Baby, do it. Song has some great leads in it, and don't worry, we're going to play them too in our out. In our out music, we're going to do Rock Me Baby, the leads of both Eric playing lead and then B.B. playing lead, and it'd be worth listening to. It's really a great thing. Eric Clapton and B.B. King, wonderful, wonderful artists. Well, looking around, checking YouTube and looking for different things, I found a group called the Local Honeys, which maybe some people know about, maybe some people don't. But they're a folk country group from Kentucky, and they are Kentucky girls, believe me. One is Montana Hobbs, and the other is Laura Jean Stokely, I think is her last name.
There's some good country names.
Yeah.
Montana Hobbs and Laura Jean, you got to love that.
They're from Kentucky, and they act like they're from Kentucky because they really are, but they're not blue. And I don't know, did I tell you the story about the blue people of Kentucky?
Yeah, the Melindians. Yeah,
Look, check it up on the computer.
Oh, it's a very interesting story.
Go look on the computer, just blue people of Kentucky, and it'll pop up, and it'll tell you the story.
I had a friend that was from that area, and he came back in college, and he told me that all the history and stories. So I've read about it a good bit over the years, and the bloodlines and all that. Very interesting.
Very, yeah. And they were really blue people up there, and they weren't aliens. Oh well, they fixed it though. But the Local Honeys, great song. It's called the Space Girl Song, and it kicks after a while. It's just really, really good. So let's listen to the Local Honeys. I like it. Something about them just kind of neat.
That is very spacey. I like it. Perfect name for the song.
I listened to a lot of their other music, and it was like there was an awful lot of country and a lot of folk in there. But that song, Space, is different. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, that's some. As you said, it takes a minute. Gets going.
Yeah, it takes a minute.
It's a wonderful sound to it.
The intro is great. Guitar work going back and forth with echoes and reverbs and whatnot, and just really happens very nice. It's very nicely put together. Very nicely put together. All right, the Local Honeys. We're going to talk about John Mellencamp a little bit. Or is it John Cougar? Or is it John Cougar Mellencamp? I don't know.
The Cougar!
I don't know. But I'm going to call him John Mellencamp. He's done so many great songs, but he's always been playing nothing but good old rock and roll. I mean, no doodahs and none. Doesn't overproduce anything. I don't think I've ever heard one of his songs being overproduced, where you do, and a lot of records get that way. They have too much production going on in them, where instruments are playing where they shouldn't be playing. Well, that doesn't happen in a John Mellencamp song. And most of his songs, you'll hear, they're really down-to-earth songs about life, about real life. And he just has a finger on the pulse of Central Middle America and what Americans really are looking for. But let's listen to John Mellencamp doing Small Houses.
You said small towns, right?
I said small towns, yes. I'll be okay after a while.
Well, I was born in a small town.
John Cougar Mellencamp, the Coug. Great, great music. And, yeah, we did do a little standard stuff today, but I just thought it was appropriate that from time to time we go and do some not off the wall kind of music like we usually do.
Well, the Space Girls was nice.
Yeah, the Space Girls was really stuff. Different. I mean, a lot of people hadn't heard anything like that ever.
Yeah, I like that.
I liked it too. It was kind of neat, kind of worth listening to. And I will listen totally to the Eric Clapton, B.B. King album again. It was just, it never gets old. It never gets old.
How so. Can it? I mean, you know, if you can find that. I love the one with Howlin' Wolf that he jumped in with too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's played with everybody, but yeah, some of those things are just
Howlin'
absolutely
Wolf
fantastic.
Howlin' Wolf is really raw. You know, it doesn't, it's not as refined and mastered as the B.B. King album, so you get a little bit more of that roughness to it. And it's really, I mean, Eric Clapton, I mean, if you don't have to be a fan of like his bands, but you got to be a fan of how well he plays the guitar and how he studied it and who he studied with to get that mastery was, like you said, a bunch of blues guys from Mississippi. It's amazing.
The thing about Eric Clapton, which blows me away, is there's, he doesn't have anything up his sleeve like Jeff Beck did seem to have, like, tons of stuff up. It always had something coming at you that was a sound effect or something that was, but Eric Clapton plays and never misses a note, never misses, always right on the money, and I'm just blown away by his presence.
He and Knopfler to me are two of the best technicians.
They don't miss.
And there's not a lot of, like you say, you're not throwing in things for the sake of having more.
Right.
It's almost less is more,
and
you give time. What it needs in a song, and you allow it to develop, and you don't fill it with too much stuff and try to make it too big. And to me, the music just much more clean. It's better. Even in the raw stuff, it's still you get
better.
To the point better, and it's not there's not a whole lot of noise there that
and not
gets
a lot
in the way.
Not a whole lot of that out there. Not a whole lot of musicians practice that kind of playing, but there are a bunch of them that do that. And
one of the neat things about BB too is, you know, he would always play and then sing and then play and then sing and play and then sing. And his brother Albert, I love Albert.
Yeah.
Albert King's guitar work is quite phenomenal as well.
Unbelievable.
Not nearly as well known internationally,
right.
BB.
Yeah.
Who is, right. But BB's bro, man. Albert can really play.
Yeah. Yeah,
really good.
Have you ever heard them?
Older stuff that it's been years since I've really dug in and listened, because that was kind of my first foray into Albert, was with him playing with his brother. And it was some, you know, I can't remember if it was at BB's club or where I heard several of their sessions. But, man, that's can you imagine being those two boys growing up together?
I have an album left at the house that is by Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And it is just – wow. I mean, they play –
Again, Albert King and Stevie Ray, give me a break, man. I mean, like, they just want to sit there and hang out and listen.
That's what they do. They play, and then they talk. And just sometimes their talk is great. Hey, rock me, baby. Taking it home. Handyman Show. Be right back after a while.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Halito, this is Choctaw Princess Leilani Allen. Join us for our Diamond Year celebration, the 75th Choctaw Indian Fair, July 8th through 12th.
Enjoy performances from top artists Tasha Cobbs-Leonard, Tatanka Means, Indigenous, Chapel Heart, Chris Young, and Flo Rida. Experience Choctaw art, food, dancing, and carnival rides. Ignite your competitive spirit with Reds Run, Iron Warrior, Volleyball, and the Cornhole Tournament. Visit ChoctawIndianFair.com and like us on Facebook.
Hope to see you there. Have to be selected again.
Are the trees and shrubs...
Hi, who is that?
Boudreaux Holly.
Boudreaux Holly.
Yeah, Buddy Holly.
All right.
Your alter ego.
How did he... Wait a minute now.
That's an old song.
When I was playing on the road a lot, we played a lot of big name groups in New England, and one of them was the Bobby Full of Four, and they had a big hit with I Fought the Law and the Law One.
He covered it, I believe.
I thought he wrote it.
I don't know. I don't know if Buddy Holly did it. I don't know if Buddy covered it or if he wrote it. I'm not sure. I can try to find that out, though.
Yeah, I think Buddy must have written it. I'm guessing. But at any rate, why I bring that up is I was sitting at my son's house the other day, and his wife, Shelby, was talking to me, and she said, we were talking about different groups that I've played with and different groups I've warmed up and played. And she said, of all the people that you've warmed up and played, who did you enjoy working with the most? Amazingly enough, I said, we were playing in New Hampshire one time and we were doing a warm-up for a group called the Bobby Full of Four.
Yeah.
And they were the nicest guys. And during the breaks, we enjoyed them and we enjoyed talking to them after the show. And we promised to keep in touch. And I think it was about a month or two later that Bobby Fuller was found dead in a car.
Well, the original, and I knew it was not done by Buddy, but the original was written by Sonny Curtis of the Crickets. And then Bobby Fuller 4 covered it and made it a number one hit in 66.
So okay.
It had a good history before that, but yeah. They were the first to really take it to the top.
Well, I learned something today. I thought Bobby Fuller wrote it. But I'm glad.
Sonny Curtis.
And I think I've read that before about Sonny Curtis writing that song, but I've no retain. That's okay. All right. Handyman stuff. Yeah,
Sonny Curtis looks a lot like Tony Curtis, too, if you ever look at him. Yeah, looks a lot like him.
Should we feel sorry for him?
I don't know, man. I mean, if you make that kind of money,
yeah, really.
You feel sorry for people.
That's, really. Well, money isn't everything.
Fame is everything. I'm kidding.
I think anybody who has achieved money and fame, and that's all they have in their life left, there's not a whole lot to hold on to. But, oh well. At any rate, text line. I had a pool put in about a year ago. It's in the ground, and the concrete is not meeting. There's a gap between the pool and the concrete, and how do I fill that gap? Well, I have two suggestions. The first is just call a place and let them make a suggestion to you because they will know exactly what to do, even though they may not want to go to Ponsalk and take care of it. They may or may not. But you call Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, and Lance is going to give you the number here, but they will tell you exactly how that should be taken care of. And right after I give you that number, I'm going to tell you what I think should be done. So, Lance, what's the number there? Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, their office. Oh, he's busy looking that up. I see. But anyway, my answer would be to take and find backer rods and put in that gap, depending on how wide the gap is. And if it's a really wide gap, backer rods is what you need to put down in there. And then on top of it, you'd put Silkaflex. That's a caulking that is self-leveling driveway filler, and you can get it in concrete color, or you can get it in a regular gray color if you want, and it'll do the job. But also, another thing you could do is you could put a pressure-treated piece of lumber down there, like almost like an expansion joint, 1 by or 2 by, however deep it needs to be, would work as well. But that's be my second choice. Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions phone number. You're still looking it up. Okay. Well, yeah. So that can be a tough situation, because the cement that is attached to your pool is going to move at a different direction than what your concrete is going to move. So that needs to be really sealed pretty well. And you know, keep it also a tripping area down best you can. I will get you that number from Mid-South in just a minute. All right. Coming up in a couple of weeks, we're always talking about energy and saving energy and everything we can do to make our homes more comfortable. Well, we're going to have a spokesperson on board from the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Association, which deals with a lot of the houses in North Mississippi in getting them the water and whatnot that they need. And plus, they have great suggestions for energy efficiency in any home, anywhere. So we'll have them on board, and we'll talk about what they can do for us, the Tennessee Valley Association. Great people. Fun to get in touch with them the other day. I was talking to them about it, and I think that's what we'll do, is have them on. So that'll be 2 weeks from now. Okay. You know, Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, huh? No? No.
You need that number?
Yeah. Gotcha, Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions.
Well, you have the 1-844-239-5015. You can also get online. Go to the website, mscrawlspace.com. You can contact them online, or you can also call that number, 1-844-239-4015. Josh Quick and the crew, they will be ready to take that call.
Man, they'll be happy to answer your question about that pool space.
And Josh can also karate chop any problem that you have underneath that crawl space.
Believe me.
He got it.
And if he can't do it,
yeah, he's got a crew that can do it.
Then he's going to send his wife under there, and she'll wipe out the whole bunch.
Yeah, 1-844-239-5015.
All right, check it out. Worth making the call, because you'll get proper really advice exactly how that should be handled, and because he knows what he's talking about so very, very, very much. All right. Well, it was brought to my attention the other day that all of the interior doors in my house were squeaking, which isn't too bad, except for when everybody's asleep and there's somebody that wants to go in a closet in your bedroom. Well, simple fix. Simple fix. I took a can of WD-40 and a rag and went around and sprayed all the hinges, opened them up, sprayed them, wiped them down, swung them back and forth a few times, and all the squeaking has gone away. Now, WD-40 is more of a cleaner than it is a lubricant, but it's also a very light, light lubricant. So, in a sense, it works very well in doing just that. But if you don't wipe it down, what will happen is some of the black, probably graphite that's been in there in the past, will get wet and start just dripping down onto your floor, and you don't want that to happen. So that's why you always take a rag with you. But WD-40 will stop your doors from squeaking and make them work like they should. It works really well. It works really well. All right. Well, remodeling is something that a lot of people do. And a lot of people want to do it themselves, or maybe they hire a contractor. I always recommend, if you hire a contractor, that they're insured and licensed, and they give you a written contract as to what they intend to do and to get done on your property. And then you're pretty well covered. And then you should also get at least two or three quotes on the same project, because you would be surprised at the difference in quotes. I mean, I quote Doors and Windows quite a bit, and there's a lot of – I'll quote a job, and I'll think, golly, even my quoting, I'm going, that's awfully high for Windows. And the customer will call me back and said, yeah, we want you to do the job, because the quotes we got otherwise were all so much higher, and there was one that was so much lower that we didn't want to mess with them. And we hear that you do things just right. And, yeah, we do. I have a great crew, and they do things just right, so whether it's one window or a whole house. But at any rate, get more than one price on a remodeling project. And then if you decide to do it yourself – well, that's not such a bad deal. You can, and probably you have most of the tools that are necessary to do that. Sometimes you don't have all the tools. I know somebody who was remodeling, and they were doing a little bit of tile work, and they needed a water saw that cuts tile. And they kept looking at the prices and saying, gosh, I'm only going to use it like one time. Or maybe, you know, I don't want to spend that much money. And I looked at them and said, have you considered a rental center? And they went, wow. You can see the light come on. I went, Yes, a rental center has many, many, many great, great tools, whether they're small hand tools or large machines even. A rental center has it all, and it's always in good condition, and they really, really can help you get through smaller projects by renting a tool that you need for half a day, for a day, for a week, for whatever you may need it for. But rental centers are, it's a great asset. It's a great thing to have. And every do-it-yourselfer, I'm sure, has been to a rental center one time or another, because it will do the trick. But also in remodeling sometimes, it's necessary that a bearing wall gets removed. What's a bearing wall? Well, a bearing wall is a wall that actually helps hold the roof on the house. It actually goes under the roof rafters and has some ceiling joists that meet in the center of that rafter and create a that bearing wall creates structure to hold this roof up. So, in order to remove a bearing wall, you have to put something up there temporarily to hold each side of the ceiling joists up. How would you do that? Well, you'd build a wall with the studs 32 inches on center, and then about 16 inches from the wall, you'd put one up, and then about 16 inches from the other side of the wall, you'd put another one up. And the studs would be really at 16-inch centers, because you'd alternate them and you'd see the difference. And when you put them up, then you just have to make sure there's no plumbing, electrical. All that needs to be taken care of before you start taking the wall out. Some walls are a little easier than others. A lot of them have plasterboard and pretty easy to take down. Some have actual plaster and lath, which really is a hassle and can make a big old mess, or can have a lath grid on there, like it's almost like chicken wire. It can look really like take up a whole lot of lath, and it can really be a hassle to get down. So, but removing a bearing wall can open up your house an awful lot. Once you remove that bearing wall, then to hold the ceiling joists in proper position and to carry the weight of the roof, you have to put the proper size beam up there. It can be an exposed beam or it can be a hidden beam. But either way, it needs to be up there and hold your roof together. It's what's important to do, and it must be done exactly right, or you'll have trouble the whole time. So check it out. Just and remember, if you've got trusses on your house, roof trusses, then you probably do not have an interior bearing wall, because all of your exterior walls would be your bearing wall, generally speaking. Trusses can do a good job in making just your exterior walls your bearing walls, because they're not broken up like you'll find in a regular roofing. So, rental centers and bearing walls. Those are something that a do-it-yourselfer needs to be aware of. And also, a do-it-yourselfer needs to have not only the proper tools, but he or she has to have the proper safety gear as well, goggles and, dust mask and gloves and all the tools that are necessary to get the project accomplished. And hardest thing to do during any project is find the darn tool you need. So organize. Handyman Show right here in Super Talk, Mississippi. My name is Buddy. Handyman Show at the Bill Mississippi Studios. Be back after a short break. Don't go away.
No waste of time, we'll love the day. Turning up the past, there's no easier way. Time's been between us, the man's doing it. God, it's good to be here walking together, my friend.
Come on, wake up.
Tired of the same old morning routine? Tune in to Mornings with Richard Cross. Your connection to everything Mississippi. Local news that matters to you. From the coast to Jackson to the Delta and everywhere in between. Get the inside scoop on state politics. Plus, catch all the news, weather, and sports you need to get going. Listen every morning. If it's happening in Mississippi, you'll hear about it on Super Talk Mississippi.
When you listen to Super Talk Mississippi, you become part of a statewide community. A community of knowledgeable, engaged, enlightened, well-informed, hard-working men and women just like you, all eager to see the Magnolia State grow and prosper. There may be some disagreement on how to get there, but the goal remains the same: for each Mississippian to reach their American dream. Thanks for listening and being a part of the conversation on Super Talk Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Rocking right here at the Handyman Show.
I love JoJo Herman's ability to tickle the ivories. He's just so funny.
JoJo Herman, huh? Yeah.
Originally Beanland, Oxford, Mississippi. Got called into duty with Widespread many, many years ago as their keyboardist and organist. And
that's amazing.
He is a layup, man.
That's great.
And I love, one of the things I love about them is they highlight that.
Yeah.
You get a lot of piano and organ, and man, it's like church music sometimes.
Well,
getting saved out there.
Amazingly enough, you listen to a lot of rock and roll, and in the background, you'll always hear a B3 going on somewhere, an organ, and you go, it doesn't seem like it's doing anything, but you would be surprised how much it's adding.
Yeah, when you pull it out of there, and then you listen, you're like, whoa, man, that made a big difference.
Big hole in there all of a sudden. All right, text come in, says, good morning, team. Hey, we called us a team. Good morning. Oh, Paul, well, of course it is. I'm from Cleveland, which means he must be a guitar player. He's from Cleveland. All the music comes from there. And I'm looking for a quality roofer. Your help would be greatly appreciated. Oh, I'm sure that a good roofer exists. It's just so hard to find. But the things you really need to look for in a good roofer to be certain is you want to make sure they have experience. Are they brand new in the roofing industry? Then if they are, you really don't need them. And are they licensed in your area? like in the state? Are they insured? Are they bonded? Are they willing to provide you with references? Yeah, that's important. And they're willing to give you a written estimate. And I use the word estimate saying that I hope their final price won't come in any higher than that. Most people should try to adhere to their estimate. Now, in most written contracts for roofing, there's always a clause, or there should be a clause in there saying, if we find something unknown or something we can't see in the first time we inspect, then we want the right to charge for that product. And that would be like damaged sheathing. They can't see that when they're doing the inspection, but if there's some damaged sheathing on there and they need to replace it, they may need to upcharge you a little bit for it. But that should not, you know, be fair in the upcharge for sure. They have a good local reputation, and everything they do should be in writing. In other words, you should have a written contract, and it should be written. And then they should be associated with some sort of major building manufacturer, CertainTeed or Atlas or, you know, it doesn't matter, just whatever company. Most companies will give out a roofing certification to a roofer who uses their product. But to get that certification, most roofers have to go to a school for like a day where that roofing company does a school and actually trains these roofers as to how their product should be applied, and then gives them a certificate saying they are approved by Atlas to approve to install roofs. And that is the best advice I could give somebody. If it were local, that might be different because there's so many local people that do good roofs around here. But there are a lot of people who do roofs, period. Just all in all. All right, let me tell you about Rebel Hardware. Best hardware store in the sound of my voice, for sure. Rebel Hardware Store is a great store. Stores all over the central part of Mississippi. They run a great, great store. Have everything you'll ever need in hardware. And they're open from 7 in the morning till 6 at night, as well as their Power Equipment Center in Pearl. Over there on Highway 80, it's just incredible. Their Power and Equipment Center is a separate building next to their hardware store, and it is. They have a parking lot, like it looks like a used car lot, but it's full of brand new Gravely and Skag zero turn mowers and trailers and everything you'll ever need to get your business going. Rebel Ace Hardware, the good people in the hardware business, they've got everything you'd ever need. I know we were talking about Loctite or something like that earlier. Different type of washers. They have all of that stuff. Rebel Ace Hardware. You go see them. They can help you out a whole lot. My friends at Rebel, they really know what's going on and can help a great deal. All right. Let's see. What am I looking at? I can't read my own writing. I'm not going to try to. I'll just talk just off the top of my head. Had two or three questions about cleaning grout, and I've given two or three solutions that would work to clean grout. But I think I've finally come to the decision that cleaning grout is best done with a commercial product. And everybody sells commercial products that clean grout. I mean, grocery stores, big box home centers, hardware stores, anywhere you go, you can find some place that has a grout cleaner on it. And yes, it matters a little bit if you have white grout or you have colored grout. But grout should be cleaned, but it also should always be sealed. Once it's sealed, it really does prevent it from absorbing stains and getting stained as well, whereas otherwise, cleaning it's not going to get all those stains out. Cleaning it may get some out, but it may not get them all out. So clean that grout as often as you can. And also the tile, down at the bottom around your shower, on your tile or fiberglass shower, it gets like orangey and clean it. Clean it. It's all it needs, cleaning. You're just beginning to have a water mineral buildup down there, and you need to get it taken care of and get it gone. The cleaner you keep it, the easier it's going to be able to kept clean, and that'll help a whole lot. So that'll help you do things the way they should be done. Well, I'm still trying to figure out what that says.
I always love that. It reminds me of a Jerry Seinfeld when he falls asleep and then he wakes up in the middle of the night to some crazy space movie that he's watching.
Yeah.
And he gets a comedic idea. So he writes it down. The next morning he wakes up and he can't figure out what he wrote down. He takes like 2 weeks trying to decipher his own language, and he just finally gives up, you know. But he never figured it out.
Well, it might be like next week or the week after I'll give you a real. I'll cipher all this and figure out what. I see it says Rust-Oleum in there somewhere, but I don't know what they're talking. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Painting apparently.
Oh, well, it's something. We know it's something. All right. Not hearing many nails being pounded in wood anymore. It's all being done with pneumatic guns nowadays, whether it's a gun with a canister that goes to some of the air pressure creates a compressor, or where they're power fed with, I think it's propane tubes that put in them. Those are the easiest to use. To have a hose attached to your nailing gun all the time and carrying around is kind of a hassle, but it does work pretty good. It does work pretty good, and it's not that big of a hassle. It's just that in order to run that generator, it makes an awful lot of noise to make that. Create that air in that air pump to make it work like it should. So it's a lot easier and a lot more quiet if you use a hand gun. All right, listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'll be talking to you next week at the Build Mississippi Studio. And I hope you join us right here at Super Talk. Bye-bye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Mississippi, the place you call home, is a state like no other.
From the music, to the food, and the people.
The Magnolia State has so many good things to celebrate. And now you can. Each weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 on Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour. Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and all the good things to do. Life doesn't always have to be serious, so let's have fun. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Weekdays from 2 to 3 on Super Talk Mississippi.
No matter where you go, Super Talk Mississippi is there. With FM signals all over the state, you can hear Super Talk Mississippi from the Delta to the Red Clay Hills of Meridian and from Oxford to Biloxi. And when you're out of the state, you can always get the latest Mississippi news and talk online at supertalk.fm. And on your smart device with the Super Talk app, you're proud to call Mississippi home, and we're proud to cover your state like no one else. Thanks for listening to Super Talk Mississippi.
If you're about to start a project or remodel with wood, you need to think Miller Lumber in Richland. Since 1953, we've built a solid reputation of supplying quality wood at a lower price, like Western Red Cedar and Cypress Lumber, as well as a wide variety of patterns in pine, cedar, and cypress. Shop Miller Lumber for the best price new pine flooring and treated lumber in town. Miller Lumber, 551 Old Highway 49 South in Richland. Visit MillerLumberSales.com, 601-936-7099.
The mowing season is full on here in Mississippi. I'm David Frederick, owner of Frederick Sales and Service in Brandon. The industry-changing Exmark Laser Z commercial mower turns 30 years old this year and has been redesigned with even more great features you just have to see. We have a sale going on with instant rebates, and 0% financing is available too. Stop by our store and let our award-winning staff show you the Exmark difference. Frederick's and Exmark, over 3 decades serving you in Brandon since 1993.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.